Hey, we'd like to welcome the 2019 BMW Championship winner, Justin Thomas, into the interview room. Justin, you took control of the tournament yesterday with the 61 and then got the deal done today. If we can get some comments on your 10th PGA Tour victory.
Yeah, it's nice. It's felt like a long time since Akron, but I played not very well today. I really got it around pretty well. Patrick played unbelievably. He put a lot of heat on me. In the end, I think that could have been good for me. Just it kept me focused. It kept my head down. And I couldn't get the ball in the fairway. And if I'm not able to do that, then it's hard to have the scoring opportunities. And it was windy, so that made it even worse. But I stayed patient. I was really nervous going in today. It had been a while, and out on the golf course, it was fun. I remembered that it's really hard to win a golf tournament, and I'm glad that I was able to do so.
And before questions, you assumed the top position in the FedEx Cup standings heading into East Lake. Just get your thoughts on what lies ahead next week.
Yeah, that's great. It definitely beats the position I was in at the beginning of this week. I can certainly 1,000% say I've never slept on a Wednesday lead, but I'm definitely excited for that, and I'm just going to go try to win the golf tournament as if everybody starts at zero.
All right, let's start with Doug, Karen, and Steve right over on the left side.
What's the most nervous you felt today? Was it at the start when you're hitting it sideways or at 10 when it was down to 2? And secondly, if you could just talk about your shot on 11 and the par putt on 12.
I was really nervous before, like kind of as I was leaving my house and driving to the course. It's probably a better time just to kind of put your phone away and not have stuff. It's just, yeah, everyone always texts you, and it's just like it. And then I got the locker room guys giving me advice in the locker room of how to finish off a tournament, and I was like, I've done this a couple of times, guys, but thank you. So it's honestly, that's what I was saying on the way over here. It's a lot of the outside noise that makes it harder sometimes to stay focused. Yes, that's 100% what it is. And I think, I had guys tell me congratulations on like 13 today and on the front nine. It's like, this tournament is so far from over. You can get it going sideways and make a lot of bogeys out here pretty quickly, and you can easily make a lot of birdies. And I wasn't as nervous after 10. I mean, it was just a bad shot. That was just a bad three wood. I hit a great drive. I played the hole previous to that really well. I felt I got a little unlucky on that wedge. I didn't kind of kick on the green like Patrick's did and, have a close one. But I stayed patient, and that birdie on 11 was big, but that par on 12 was bigger. I mean, it was a really bad drive, one of my many today, but I felt like that ball easily down there could have been somewhere in the rough where I could have either hit it on the green or around the green. There's a lot of gaps down there, and, that's what happens when things aren't going your way. It's right behind a tree, and it kind of tests you a little bit. So, Jimmy said, he said it well. He's like, just chip it out there, and we'll get this thing up and down for par, and we'll be fine. And that putt gave me a lot of momentum.
All right, Karen, and then Steve.
In a weird way, was today, can you look at it as a dress rehearsal for what it's going to be like going into Thursday with anywhere from a 2 to 10 stroke lead? Maybe there will be people who think, of course, you should win. So you learned something today that can help you manage that.
Not necessarily. I'd see what you're saying a little bit, but I think I just thought of this right now, but it's going to be kind of similar to Q school. When I played, it was 6 rounds. I'll never forget. I shot 67 the first round and I was in like fifth, and I was like, what? I have 5 rounds left. It's like, I didn't know what to think. I didn't know what to do. And I just remember thinking like, this is so bizarre. How am I supposed to keep this up for 5? Or, what's going to happen over 5 rounds in 5 days is so long. So I guess you can somewhat compare it to that. But, no, I like that golf course. I just really need to start driving it better to play it well. But, I'm just going to – I know if I shoot a lower score than everybody over 72 holes, then I'll be fine.
All right, let's get Steve and Teddy right here.
Is it more rewarding to win what you did today than if you had won by 12?
Probably, especially since it's been a while. It's always easy when things are going well, but when your back's up against the wall or when you get pressured or put a little heat on you, I think how you respond is sometimes a little bit better or shows a little bit more. So for me today, I felt, because Patrick's not like he got off to a hot start. I mean, all of us in our group, it was tough with that wind early, and we were just kind of all moseying around through six, seven holes, and then Patrick just caught fire, and I couldn't really get anything going. And from 11 on, I really, really played some quality golf and hit a lot of really great golf shots and great putts. So definitely is a positive there.
What were the keys for you to be patient? What are there things you do or?
I just kept telling myself that I was beating everybody by six through three rounds, and with a very mediocre Friday. I was like, this is, I'm playing at this moment. I felt that I was playing better than everybody else, and I felt that I was good enough. I was going to be just fine. You're going to have bogeys. You know, Patrick made a lot of birdies that first however many holes, and it's hard to maintain that. And I just, you know, I told myself that I've had this happen before. I mean, with Hideki and at Maui, I think I had a six or five shot lead with five to go, and all of a sudden I was tied with three holes left. So I had literally gone through that exact thing pretty much. And it's just like when you think of it like how it went today, it's hard. But if you would have told me or anybody in this field at the beginning of the week, hey, you have a two-shot lead standing on 11T on Sunday, you'd be like, hell yeah, tell me where to sign right now. I don't need to tell you that I had a six-shot lead to start the day. If I have a two-shot lead with eight holes left, I feel pretty confident that I can hold it off.
All right, let's go to Teddy and then Dave over here.
Got to ask, what was the advice given to you in the locker room?
Talk to my caddy a lot. I'm dead serious. He said, stay relaxed. Talk to your caddy a lot. Just make sure you keep talking. I was like, okay, as long as you stop talking, that's fine with me.
All right, let's go to Dave.
Yeah, I know we're talking about key moments, but perhaps 12 leads in the 13 where you topped him with a birdie. How big was that?
That was huge. That 5-iron hand on 13 was so flush. It was sometimes you hit those – you can hit short irons good, but a long iron, the sound it makes when you hit it and this bent grass and that divot and just like it was one of the best golf shot, like just overall golf shots I've hit in a really long time. And it just came out the flight we wanted, the trajectory, the little bit of a cut, kind of wanted to start it at it and fade it just right, or let the wind take it just right of the hole. My adrenaline was pumping. I mean, it was like 238 or something, and I hit 5-iron and almost got the hole high. Obviously it's downwind, but exactly. Especially, Patrick, that's what I just was like, dude, just give me a little breather here. But that's how he is, and he's a competitor, and I'm definitely glad, especially when it comes to the Cup teams, to have him on our side.
All right, over here, Steve, and then we'll go to Brendan.
Yeah, just a two-part question on the new scoring format for next week. When was the last time that you got strokes going into a round in your life?
I couldn't tell you.
I don't know if even when you're a kid.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you, to be honest.
Strokes. And what do you feel? What did you feel about the new format when you first heard about it? And does it change? And does it alter anything at all now that you're atop it?
I've led with the same phrase and statement every single time I've been asked about it. If I'm holding the trophy at the end of the week, I love it. It's going to be different. I think it has the potential to be extremely dense, very intense leaderboard come Sunday. But obviously with the separation, you have the potential of who knows. You know, it could be a two-man show or a one-man show or a three-man show, whatever. But I know that I'm in a lot better position starting at 10-under than I was at 3 or something like that. I probably was at the start of the week or 4. But no, I'm going to try not to look at the leaderboards for the first couple of days and just try to shoot as low as I can, 18 holes.
All right, Brendan on the aisle.
You keep saying that it's been a while, or feels like it's been a while since you won. Like a lot of other guys, you were at other times anointed as the best player, right? And I just wonder if you could kind of describe what the level of parity is like right now. At the top of the game, and just how hard it is to win, the bigger events with these guys.
It's extremely difficult. I think that the biggest, the greatest example is just the world ranking. Obviously, 17 was a great year for me, but I won 3 times last year. One of them being a WGC. I've had a pretty good year this year, and I dropped down to 10th going into this week, and it's just like, I just remember being kind of right before I was hurt, I was playing well. I just couldn't. I wasn't putting very well, and I couldn't quite break through to have those top fives and those wins that you really need for the world ranking. And I was getting passed. It's like I'm having top 10s or I'm having top 15s in big events, and I'm getting passed. And that's just when I was like, man, it's, you know, you got to win to pass people. That's just how it is. And I tried to stay patient. I knew it was coming. I just didn't know when. Obviously, was hoping it was going to be sooner rather than later. But, it's the level of golf that is being played by a lot of people right now is pretty tremendous. And it definitely keeps me working hard. Absolutely. Yeah, I want to be better than everybody else that walks the planet. It's a pretty good feeling. I had it for all of 2 weeks.
All right, let's go to Michael.
Thank you, John. Tiger paired himself with you in the Bahamas this year. I know he can't play the shots for you, but having that kind of stamp from Tiger, what does that do for you?
Just being with him or playing with him?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been good. I've learned a lot from him, like I've learned a lot from other guys. I mean, just kind of watching how he gets his way around a golf course. I think it's most impressive when he's not playing well to watch how he gets it around, because all the veterans are the same. They, when they're not hitting it well, they kind of hit it to the proper side. They chip it underneath the hole, and I'm trying to get better at that. It's like, I swear every time I'm trying to leave it, you know, under right, I hit it long and left, and it's just, I'm trying, but you know, playing with guys like him and talking with guys like him, it's pretty inspiring, and definitely a learning experience.
Let's go to Mike.
Would it be fair to say that you had to relearn how to win to a certain degree since it's been a while or not?
No, I knew how to win. I just wasn't getting myself there. I mean, I had a couple chances, but, I mean, for the most part, I haven't had a chance in a while. Not really. I've had a couple times where it's like, all right, you know, I'm five back, four back. I can go shoot a 64 or 5 or 63 or 4, and I can have a chance today, but – you know, that sometimes is the easiest way to win, when you just get in early and everyone just looks at your name up on that leaderboard. It's hard to, you know, to try and keep the gas pedal down when everyone's chasing you. And that's something I've been very fortunate that I've been successful in the past. But that doesn't mean that I can't get better at it. And the more times I get myself there, the more opportunities I'm going to have to learn from it. I mean, I'm going to be able to learn from something today, after I kind of wind down and figure out what we could have done better. But, it's just hard to win. That's just fact of the matter.
All right, let's go to Steve.
How happy are you to get to Maui?
I'm extremely, extremely happy. By the way, who won the USAM today? Augustine? Did he? Dang. Not against him. Augustine's a Kentucky boy. Dang.
All right.
Just questions? Thought of that.
Yep, Doug.
Sorry, Doug.
Out of curiosity, the ruling you were seeking on 10, what was that, and the decision to hit the left-handed shot?
I wasn't seeking a ruling. I always, like, when you have an opportunity to maybe have an official, I was just, like, saying, what's going on here? What are all my options? Tell me everything. And I had a wire. I knew I could move that, but there was kind of this thing that I didn't know what that was. I mean, there was obviously no chance I could hit it right-handed. There was a bush there. And I mean, even if I couldn't flip the club over, I could at least hit it with the back of a club and dribble it in the rough. But I mean, I felt like I could hit that on the green. It wasn't sitting very good. That's why I kind of fatted it. But I just was like, what's going on here? Is this in my way? And then once we could move that, I knew that wasn't in my way. And he said, well, is any of this in your way? And I took a swing, and it wasn't on my backswing. And if I would have a big follow through it, I would have hit the thing and I would have gotten relief and I could have knocked on the green, you know, potentially made 4, but definitely would have made 5, but it wasn't in my way. So it just was, I swear I could feel Patrick looking at me over there from the fairway, just watching what was happening. But that's, I wasn't calling him over to try to finagle a drop. I just was like, hey, what's going on here? And once I took the backswing and in a short follow through, I mean, I was trying to hit it so short and it wasn't in the way. I knew it was okay.